This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how to get your idea turned into a movie. Creative thinkers in Hollywood sell tickets before the film's even made. But first, the small screen, as Day to Day begins a series to review presidential campaign TV ads. The Republican Party today begins airing its first ads for next year, featuring President Bush's response to September 11th and terrorism. The Democrats, of course, have been on the air for months as various candidates fight for their party's nomination, and that is where we will start and stay today. Our reviewers are Slate's chief political writer, Will Salatin, in Washington, and the magazine's editor, Jacob Weisberg, in New York.
Hi, Will.
Hey, Jake.
Well, let's start today with the new ad from Massachusetts Senator John Kerry that's running in Iowa and New Hampshire.
Who can take on George Bush and change the direction of the nation? John Kerry, a leader on national security, a decorated combat veteran, served on the Intelligence Committee, the Foreign Relations Committee. John Kerry. He's fighting.
Well, the key images in this ad are President Bush on the deck of the aircraft carrier USS Lincoln in the flight suit, that famous shot. Then Bush, during the same trip, on the deck of the carrier, standing in front of a big banner that says Mission Accomplished. Then we see Kerry actually standing in front of a different aircraft carrier, not in a military uniform, but just wearing shirt sleeves and a tie. And then we see an old black and white picture of Kerry from Vietnam getting a medal for his service there. And obviously the contrast is between Bush, who didn't serve in the war, but is posing as a kind of warrior, and Kerry, who the ad is giving us to understand, is a real warrior. I think it's a very effective ad, and interestingly, it's a kind of billiard shot, because it seems to be directed against Bush, but what it's really saying is that Kerry is the Democratic candidate who's most able to run against Bush because of his military background. I think it's really directed against Howard Dean.
You know, I agree with you, Jake, and I think the proof that it's aimed at Dean and not at Bush is that they didn't choose footage that made Bush look silly the way that the first President Bush campaign did against Michael Dukakis in that tank. This footage, I thought, made Bush look genuinely tough, as though, look, we really need a tough candidate to put up against this tough president. The problem is I feel so bad for the Kerry people because the candidate that they have to work with is just not telegenic in the way that a lot of these other candidates are. And they really tried to reserve Kerry appearing in his own right until the very end of the ad. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this, Kerry ads that don't show Kerry talking.
There's another problem with this ad, too, which is that in trying to make the point that the Democrats need someone with a strong military background to run against Bush, it might make the case for Kerry, but it might make a case even more strongly for General Wesley Clark.
Speaking of General Clark, I think you're exactly right. He is a more suitable candidate for this kind of treatment, and the ad that he produced, that his campaign just came out with, I think is a better version of what the Kerry campaign tried to do. Here's that ad.
The first bullet shattered his hand. The second and third hit his shoulder and leg. As he hit the jungle floor, he rallied the troops and directed the firefight. He remained with his unit until the battle was over. A quiet, real American courage in a man who cares first about the people he leads.
This is a beautiful, beautiful ad. It's 60 seconds long, gives you a full minute to learn all about this guy, and it doesn't rush you through a lot of moving imagery. In fact, it's all in black and white. These are just stills that are being put on the screen. Some of them for as much as 8 seconds, which is just unheard of in TV time, so that you can really think about what you're seeing. And we see images of Clark as a leader, but we see him constantly with his arm around the people he's leading. He's never above them. In some cases, he's sitting down with them. He's slightly below them. And the message is, this guy is a real leader, and he doesn't need to act like he's above everybody else.
Boy, Will, you really love that ad. I did think it was effective, too, especially with that music, which is very emotionally stirring, sort of sends tingles down your spine. And you're right, it's a very effective ad. But what about the substance of that ad? We see Clark in these images with the people of Kosovo, and we know that the point there is that he was the person pushing for that military intervention on humanitarian grounds. Yet he is strongly against the Iraq occupation and invasion, which many people have also justified purely on humanitarian grounds. I guess what I don't get from that ad is how Clark's position is coherent. When is he in favor of the United States intervening militarily, and when is he against it? I'm not sure it adds up.
It is a switch of position, and as the campaign goes on, I think he'll be in trouble for that. But as an introduction, I just think this ad is extremely powerful.
We'll be looking at lots more ads as the campaign season continues. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Jake.
Slate's Jacob Weisberg and Will Salatin. Together, they write the Damned Spot political ad review column for Slate.com. This is Day to Day from NPR News.